All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your love, your mercy, your grace, your compassion. We thank you for the blood of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that we've been redeemed from the hand of the enemy. And today, Lord, we offer this sacrifice of praise. You're worthy of all praise, you're worthy of all glory, and you're worthy of all honor. I thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. And I thank you for the precious blood of Yeshua that was shed for us on the cross at Calvary. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that we've been redeemed from the hand of the enemy. And Lord, we give you praise and we give you glory and we give you honor because you are worthy to be praised. We thank you for life. We thank you for health. We thank you for strength. We thank you for the precious gift of the Holy Spirit, O God, that you have not left us alone. And Lord, we thank you for that. We thank you for the healing power to drive out the spirit of sickness, disease, and infirmity in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for healing the brokenhearted today. We thank you for breaking the yoke of oppression and depression. We thank you for driving out the spirit of anxiety in the name of Yeshua. And Lord, let your name be magnified. Let your name be magnified in the name of Yeshua. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for binding a strong man over this area of perversion and witchcraft and deception in the name of Yeshua. And Lord God of Israel, release your warring angels to go forth to do battle, to push back the forces of darkness in the name of Jesus. I ask, Lord God, that you will pour out your power in a great and a mighty way, that you will send forth a refreshing to your people, those that are tired and fatigued in their bodies, Lord. Lord, move in their lives, God. Release the financial miracles. Release the homes. Release the automobiles. Release the job promotions. We decree, Lord God, that people will begin to walk in your presence as a great and a mighty way. We pray, Lord God, that people will experience your presence, your love, and your mercy, and your grace as never before. And Lord, we thank you because you are God and beside you there is no other. And Lord, I give you praise and I give you glory and I give you honor. I ask Heavenly Father that you would bless this teaching today in the name of Yeshua. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to Straight From His Word. It's a blessing to be here with you once again to share the word of God. Truly, we serve a mighty God. As always, oh, yeah. I'm not the typical radio preacher. I give it to you straight with no sugar added. To the first-time listeners, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Straight From His Word. If you struggle with something, I say get on your knees, pray, seek the face of God, and allow the Spirit of God to speak to you. We are living in the last days. We are living in the perilous times. The Bible is fulfilling itself on so many levels. And we have to be alert, saints. We have to be in a place that we're pressing our way in, and we're continually striving to seek after the Lord and to serve him and to worship him and to make sure that we are found in a covenant relationship with him. I am grateful and thankful. As some of you know, I've had the enemy has come after me very, very hard this year, literally trying to take my life on so many occasions. And I've learned to be grateful and to be thankful for all things and recognizing that it's extremely important that when you find yourself in a situation that you have a relationship with God, that you can cry out to God and that God will deliver you and bring you out. And a lot of times as I was in the hospital, I had surgery. And there was complications in the surgery. Was supposed to be one day, ended up 3 weeks in the hospital, several days in the ICU unit. And basically, I was literally fighting for my life. Some of you probably didn't know that. But God is faithful because even in that, I was still able to pray and ask God, heal me. Deliver me. Lord, bring me out of this place. It was one thing after another. It all started back in, I think it was in April, was when I had the stroke. And when I had that, it impacted my speech. Those of you that have been listening to Straight From His Word, I kind of have a distinct voice. But when I came back from the stroke, you can tell my speech was slurred. It's almost back to normal. I listened to the broadcast. Oh, that sounds like me. But anyway, in that, my testimony is it could have been worse. The magnitude of the stroke, and I think about people who have had strokes and they're paralyzed on one side of the body, and there are some people that are not able to speak at all. But God healed me. And I say He healed me from the fact that when they did the MRI scans and the CAT scans and, you know, all the different scans and things, they said, your recovery is remarkable because you can barely see where it happened. And it says, your speech is good. Because I couldn't get it to a speech therapist, so I had to do my own thing. But I've been praying, and I was praying, and I had a good friend of mine. And Miss Hayes, who had prayed, and she sent me a prayer for God to restore my speech, even in my prayer language, because I couldn't pray in the Spirit, and I had a hard time just praying and flowing in the Holy Spirit. But God was faithful, and He brought me through that. Then fast forward to October, and I had a procedure, and it was supposed to be in and out, hour and a half. And when the surgeon got in there, they discovered that it was complicated. And as a result of that, it took about, 4.5, 5 hours. And then it started a downfall of my health. While in there, I had got an infection in my blood, infection in my lungs, my right lung collapsed. I got pneumonia. I had a hard time trying to breathe. I had a hard time talking. Over the duration, I lost over 25 pounds. But even in it all, I knew I had people that were praying for me, standing in the gap. My children were praying for me, and I thank God for them, for their prayers and their intercession. But in there, the enemy came to me because it got so bad, saints, that the enemy would say, give up. Quit fighting, literally. And I was being bombarded with that. And he would say, give up. Quit fighting. Just give up. And I would say, Lord God of Israel, as Hezekiah prayed that prayer, Lord, You said that You would heal and that You would deliver. And God, who is faithful, brought me out. And I started the road to recovery. And even when I came out of the hospital, saints, the enemy, I had other complications after I got out of the hospital. And he was trying to pull me back in. And it was like, you're trying to take me out. But I'm going to continue to stand. I'm going to continue to fight. Because when it's all said and done, the God that I serve is able to deliver me from the fiery furnace, as Daniel, as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, go with me to Daniel chapter 3. And recognizing the fact, saints, that as I was going through this, there was a spirit of anxiety and fear and all of these things that had attached itself to me. And I had to take myself through some self-deliverance and begin to renounce all of those things
because of all the negative reports that were coming and coming and coming. But I had to repeat this: whose report will you believe? I had to remember what God's word said. As I've been preaching and teaching this for years, that when the devil comes, you have to stand, you have to fight. You cannot bow down and allow the enemy to come in to disrupt your life. There has to be a place and point in your walk with God when trouble hits. You can still say, God, I trust you. You are my God. You are my deliverer. You are my healer. And as I begin to hold on to that, I knew that God was able. While I was in the hospital, they wanted to do another surgery. And we've been having a conversation with the doctors and all this stuff because I had fluid on my lungs and all of this stuff. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me and he said, no more cutting. I was going to go through the surgery because it was important for me to go through it at the time. And the Holy Spirit says, no more cutting. And I said, okay, no more surgery. And so things began to unfold and unfold. And then they came back with another report and said, well, we need to do the surgery in order for you to get better. And I said, okay, let's do it. And God began to move. He began to set up roadblocks. There would be no more cutting. And when I look back on it, I can laugh because I can see the hand of God moving in that circumstance and in that situation. It got to the point to where they schedule the procedure, and they took me down, took me into pre-op, and I'm sitting down, and I've been like 2 hours, and then the doctor walks in and says, hey, we can't do the surgery today. You see, when God watches out for you, he watches out, because they gave me a medication that had to be out of my system for at least 72 hours. And so he said, we're going to have to push the surgery back for three more days. And what's so amazing about it, I said, oh, gosh, okay. I said, well, we got to do this again. So they finally said, okay, we got the surgery scheduled on this date. And they said, but we're going to do one more CT scan. And when they did the scan, saints, they says, hey, the fluid is almost gone. They said, it's almost gone. There's almost nothing is there. And they came back, and my surgeon came back and said, I was working with so many surgeons and doctors. The thoracic team wanted to do the surgery. I hope y'all don't mind me sharing this testimony, just what the Holy Spirit wanted me to do and encourage somebody. And my surgeon who did my other surgery, we had a conversation. She says, hey, look, let me show you something. She took and showed me all of my scans that I went through. And she showed me how I had lung fluid on both my lungs and everything. And she showed the progression. She said, this is your last scan. There's barely anything there. And I said, well, no more surgery. And hey, I got out the hospital that day. Glory to God. Got to hospital that day, came back. I had another scan. Saw my surgeon. She says, hey, I got good news. There's no fluid. Hallelujah. Your lung is fully inflated. You're breathing. You're good to go. The other testimony is this, that when I had to go see the thoracic surgeon as a follow-up, and he walked in and he said, you look great. He says, I thought I was going to see you back here. He says, you were in bad shape. He says, I just knew we were going to see you. He says, I looked at your scans. He says, everything's gone. Everything's back to normal. He says, I don't know what happened. I said, it's called divine intervention and prayer. I said, I had a lot of people praying for me. And he says, I don't know. He says, I just have not seen this because I was the talk of the hospital because they said, oh, you're the guy with that complication. And the surgery happened. But just know that if you continue to hold on to your faith, God can and he will bring you out. In Daniel chapter, we got to get straight to his word because I know you say, well, you ain't gave us no word today, Pastor D, Dr. D. Nebuchadnezzar the king made up an image of gold whose height was 70. You know, we're in this series, Choose Whom You Will Serve, by the way. That was 70 cubits and breadth of it 6 cubits, and he set it up in the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king sent together the princes, the governors, and the captains, and the judges, the treasurers, and the counselors. And I'm in Daniel chapter 3. To come to the dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Then the prince and the governors and the captains and judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces were gathered together unto the dedication of the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. And they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then a herald cry came aloud to you, and it commanded all people, nations, and languages, that at what time you hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, dulcimer, and all kinds of music, you fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king has set up. And whoso falleth not down and worship shall same hour be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. Therefore at that time, when all the people heard the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and all kinds of music, all the people, the nations, and the languages fell down and worshiped the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Wherefore at that time certain Chaldeans came near and accused the Jews. They spake and said to the king Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever. Thou, O king, hast made a decree that every man that shall hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, and psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music shall fall down and worship the golden image. And whoso falleth not down in worship, that he should be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. Then there are certain Jews who you have set up over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thee hast set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded, bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king, and Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Do not you serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Now if you be ready at what time you hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, you fall down and worship the image which I have made. Well, but if you worship not, you shall be cast in the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God? You know, it's amazing. The enemy always wants to challenge God. Who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? You know, we talked about that when Hezekiah prayed that prayer. When Sennacherib was talking about, who is this God? Do not trust in this God. He does not have the ability and the power to deliver you. And in spiritual warfare, the enemy always tries to get you to doubt God. And as I was going through my trial, he was trying to get me to doubt God by saying, Lord, why? And why are you allowing this to happen? I know if God allows it, there's a reason and a purpose in it. And once you throw out a challenge, and once Satan throws out a challenge, God always puts him in checkmate. God checks him every single time because God is the creator of the heavens and the earth. He is the creator of all things. And you hear me tell you this all the time, that Satan is beneath God. The kingdom of darkness is beneath God. They are not equal. Satan can only be at one place at one time where God is everywhere. And said, who is this God? And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. This is faith. Recognizing that even in death, they will be delivered from the king. But it said, you know what? He's going to deliver us. But if not, be it known to thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which you have set up. They made a decision. We're not going to do anything to disobey God. We will not bow down to any images because we serve the living God. We serve the Almighty God. Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace 17 times more than it was to be heated. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats and their hosen and their hats and their other garments and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent and the furnace exceeding hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fire. Now they was bound up. They fell in the midst. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished, and he rose up in haste and spake and said unto his counsel, did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, true, O king. He answered and said, but look, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Then Nebuchadnezzar came into the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spake and said, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you servants of the Most High God, come forth and come hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth in the midst of the fire. And the princes and the governors and captains and the kings and the councils getting gathered together saw these men upon whose body the fire had no power, nor was a hair on their head singed, neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them. Then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him, and have changed the king's word and yielded their bodies, that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God. Therefore I make a decree that every people, nation, and language which speak anything amiss the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. You see, when you take a stand for Christ and you hold true to God's word and God's promises, even in the midst of the fire, God can bring you out as a testimony to the unbelievers. And I believe that we in the body of Christ, as we stand, because we are under assault, we are going through warfare, we are going through trials and tribulations, but if we just stand firm in our faith in the God that we serve, God will deliver us. God will bring us out. And God will vindicate us because he's a God of deliverance. He's a God of healing. He's a God of mercy. When he sent his son to die for us on the cross at Calvary, it was to redeem us. It was to break the power of sin. And if you're not in a relationship with Christ, if you're in a backslidden condition, you ask God to forgive you and then come back into the fold. And if you have not accepted him, believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Saints, I can't finish this day. Be praying for me here at Straight Word Christian Ministries. I need your prayers, your financial support. Is the Spirit of God moving to bless us? Please be obedient. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem and know that Yeshua is imminent. His return is imminent. Pray for your families and loved ones to receive the Lord. I love you. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, the address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. Or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.